China's biggest political event of the year is here. And as the country lays out its game plan for the year ahead, big decisions are being made. Here are the key takeaways from Premier Li Qiang's government work report. First, the economy. For the third year running, China is keeping its 2025 GDP growth target at around 5%. Its GDP rose 5% last year, hitting that goal. But achieving the same this year will require overcoming challenges like the ongoing trade war with the US. Another number that's closely watched, the defense budget. China is expanding that by 7.2%, same increase as last year, as it pushes ahead with military modernization amid a pretty rocky geopolitical scene. We are looking at 1.78 trillion yuan, or around $245.6 billion. Notably, this is a 10th straight year of single-digit growth in China's military budget. Officials say the defense budget is below 1.5% of GDP, lower than the global average. Boosting domestic demand is also a key priority. The government plans to spend more money to help the people, with a record fiscal deficit of 4%. Because when people have jobs, they do better and earn more. They can spend and boost consumption. Very important, especially with a potential drop in exports that are sensitive to tariffs. There's also a strong focus on supporting the private sector, with a draft law banning authorities from imposing fines on private businesses without a legal basis. And for the first time, combating neidren, the Chinese term that describes the feeling of being trapped in an endless rat race, is mentioned in the government work report, reflecting concerns over vicious and often cutthroat competition. Unsurprisingly, tech is a major focus. Under the AI Plus initiative, China is ramping up R&D in big data and AI to build competitive digital industry clusters. The report highlighted achievements in integrated circuits, AI, quantum tech, as well as the historic Chang'e 6 mission, which collected samples from the far side of the moon. With hopes pinned on the private sector and individual consumption as new engines for growth, only time will tell if they spark the momentum that China needs.